A new city clerk takes office tomorrow in Springfield, Massachusetts, the first African-American woman to hold the job in the city's history. Don't expect any fanfare when Tashina Davis walks into Springfield City Hall Thursday morning for her first day on the job as city clerk. Although the clerk's office has more day-to-day interactions with members of the public than any other in City Hall, Davis made it clear at her swearing-in ceremony that she has no interest in being in the spotlight.
This is a lot for me to take in. I am not one for being the center of attention.
And repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Tashina Davis.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
The 33-year-old former associate solicitor in the city's law department was sworn in by her predecessor, Anthony Wilson, as dozens of family members, friends, and co-workers looked on.
I appreciate each and every one of you for every email, every phone call, everything. Thank you so much, and I hope I do a great job.
Davis has pledged to continue Wilson's initiative to digitize the clerk's office.
To bring the clerk's office as much into the future as I am able to. I think technology is a great tool, and I'm hopeful that the city clerk's office will be able to use it.
The city clerk is responsible for an office that keeps vital public records, including birth and death certificates, marriage licenses, business permits, and municipal financial transactions. The clerk's office receives all requests to access public records and post notices of meetings the public can attend.
Government should not be done behind closed doors. They should be part of the process. They should know what's going on. They should have the ability to see, ask questions, to be knowledgeable. So I think that's actually one of the most important roles that I will have is maintaining open meeting law.
Davis was hired by the Springfield City Council. At a meeting on July 22nd, 8 councilors voted for Davis and 4 voted for the other finalists for the job, Nancy Ramos, a Springfield attorney. City Council President Justin Hurst said Davis rose to the top during a hiring process that began with 75 applicants for the clerk's job.
You were appointed by the City Council because you were the best candidate who just so happens to be Black and the first Black city clerk, female city clerk in the city of Springfield.
Mayor Dominic Sarno had nominated Davis. Even as city councilors contended, the mayor had no official role to play in filling the clerk vacancy.
We have a very strong mayor who is not willing to back down to the city council, and as long as I'm at the helm, the city council will not be willing to back down to the mayor.
Sarno called Davis the best and most qualified person for the job and praised the work she did in drafting ordinances to govern marijuana businesses in Springfield.
But when someone breaks that glass ceiling, it is important to take note.
Wilson, who was Springfield City Clerk for 3.5 years, has been hired to be the city clerk in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.